Hi, I'm Stephen Cody, and I'm a park ranger on Alcatraz Island. Alcatraz history goes back really to the gold rush era of San Francisco. Prior to that, it was an uninhabited barren rock in the middle of San Francisco Bay. There's no water or plants on it. It was a great bird rookery prior to the arrival of the U.S. Army during the gold rush. And they fortified the island in the 1850s as California gained its statehood and more people were rushing out to that area. And very quickly, although no one ever attacked Fort Alcatraz, it became this symbol, really recognizable object because of its location there, right at the mouth of the Golden Gate and right next to this boomtown, San Francisco. So the history of it being a prison goes back as long as its history of being a fort. And in fact, because nobody ever attacked and because the cannon that were used that were on the island during the Civil War were obsolete by the end of the war, it became more of a prison through the end of the 1800s. And into the 1900s. So it was a military prison, along with being a fort, all the way up until the year 1907. Who was incarcerated? It was not only Confederate sympathizers during the Civil War, it was U.S. soldiers who broke rules and committed crimes. And then there were some others as well. Native Americans were held prisoner there during the time of the Indian Wars. And during the First World War, there were First World War conscientious objectors held there in the military prison at Fort Alcatraz. Now, in 1907, the island changed its name from Fort Alcatraz to Pacific Branch U.S. Military Prison Alcatraz Island. And that's when they began construction of that giant concrete prison building at the top of the rock. By the early 1900s, there were more than 500 prisoners held out on the rock. By 1933, the military had decided it was just too expensive, and they turned it over to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which was looking for the site of a new kind of prison. It was an experiment to take all the prisoners at the other federal prisons who were behaving badly, going against the rules or getting in fights or causing problems or trying to escape, and round them all up and bring them out to Alcatraz, the prototype of what we call today a supermax prison. And so that's where it really began its notoriety. That prison operated from 1934 all the way until 1963, when the Bureau of Prisons came to the military had 30 years earlier. It's just too expensive to operate a prison out on this rock in the middle of San Francisco Bay. But I think the surprising thing for most people is how stunningly beautiful it is out there. Not quite what people expect from an old prison when they get out there. The views of the bay and the city and the Golden Gate Bridge and the Marin Headlands, the gardens, very well-tended gardens by our volunteers at the gardens through the Conservancy, our nonprofit partner. And the bird colonies. We protect nesting seabirds out on Alcatraz, the snowy egrets and black-crowned night herons and pigeon guillemots. So it's a stunningly beautiful place. I love going out there every day and walking around on the rock.